Welcome back to the Business of Government Hour. I'm Paul Lawrence, and this morning's conversation is with Dr. Roy Grizzard, Assistant Secretary for Disability Employment Policy at the U.S. Department of Labor, and Jim Gibbons, CEO and President of National Industries for the Blind. Well, Dr. Grizzard, before we went to break, you were talking about some of the programs that you worked with, and you said there are a few more. Could you describe them for us, please?
Well, we have some things that we do directly that we believe greatly enhances and provides opportunities for youth and adults to become employed who have disabilities. One is our workforce recruitment program. We refer to it as WRP. Last year, we recruited at about 186 colleges and universities across the country, where we recruited about 1,500 young people, for the most part. They were young people that were graduating seniors from colleges with disabilities, the brightest and the best. And we provided a CD-ROM for both private and public operations to give these young people an opportunity for a three-month internship. We had about 350 involved this last summer, most of them in federal government internships. Many of them retained their employment because we had already screened and had the best and the brightest there. Why is this an important program? Primarily for two reasons. Number one is it gives these young people who probably many having disabilities have not had the opportunity to learn those soft skills of employment. They haven't had the opportunity to have part-time jobs and so forth as they came up as young people. And so they learn what time to be to work, how to get along with their supervisors, how to be a team player in an office organization, how to dress appropriately. And then secondly, it gives them an opportunity to develop a resume and to network. Often people with disabilities have not had an opportunity to participate on the sports teams, to participate with the choral groups or the band or the fraternities and sororities. And so this gives them an opportunity to have a chance to develop a resume and to network so that they have that in their background for future employment. We think that's an exciting program. We also have what we refer to as the Employment Assistance Referral Network, or EARN. It is a comprehensive website that is basically a clearinghouse where individuals with disabilities can post their resumes, what their skills are, what their abilities are, where they will work, what part of the country they'll work in, and we have it matched up with employers who are willing to employ those individuals. We also operate another site, but this is actually a call-up phone site, and it's referred to as the Job Accommodations Network, or JAN. All of these, by the way, can be these websites and so forth can be found by going to www.dol.gov/ODEP, O-D-E-P. But Job Accommodations Network is a one-stop information center where there are experts on accommodation who can provide employers information on how to accommodate various disabilities, what type of access technology is needed, where's the best place to buy it, what's the best buy, if there are federal or state tax breaks available for the corporation that hires a person with a disability, any legal requirements for hiring people with disabilities, comprehensive information there. They will even look at a scenario of what the skills and the abilities are of the person, potential employee, and what the essential requirements of the job are, and help to work that employer through accommodating for that individual. We even find that it's used quite frequently when employers have individuals who are going to be temporarily disabled because of some type of a medical or physical condition or operation, and they're able to retain those people in their job even during that temporary disability period. Those are some direct hands-on, if you will, and concrete programs that we operate that transcend the more esoteric policy that we develop.
Jim, I was interested when you described the products and services were offered by NIB as to what a wide range that was. Is that something new as the range expands?
You know, it's really tracked over history. National Industries for the Blind grew out of what people might know as the sheltered workshop movement. And over the course of time, where in the early 1900s, blind people made mops and brooms, over the course of times, as organization moved forward and created more opportunities, we rolled into a wide range of product offerings and really rolled out of this, quote, sheltered mindset into really competitive, affirmative enterprises that have a fundamental and basic belief in the capabilities of people who are blind. And that fundamental and basic belief in people's capabilities is really what has allowed us to kind of move forward into the future. And the offerings that we have today range from national switchboard contracts with the Air Force Air Mobility Command, to warehousing and distribution contracts with the Defense Logistics Agency, where we have people who are blind providing every function within that supply chain arena, whether it's picking and packing or shipping and receiving. It uses technologies to ensure that the high-quality standards that our customers expect can be delivered. And that technology, coupled with an incredibly talented and dedicated workforce, delivers that high-quality, high-value equation into our customer base. We have folks like here in Virginia, at Virginia Industries for the Blind, or here in the Washington, D.C. area, have a variety of contracts, whether it's the Army's physical fitness uniforms or customer service training programs that result in call centers and other kind of service contracting opportunities for Virginians who are blind. And, you know, quite frankly, our program is truly empowered by Congress under this legislation, but it's more than just Congress. It's members of Congress. Dr. Grizzard mentioned George Allen, who's been to the Virginia facilities, knows people by name. Tom Davis, who's the chairman of the Government Reform Committee, is a JWOD champion and really gets not only business, not only policy, not only procurement, but gets the needs and hopes and dreams of people who are blind and have other disabilities. So the program really creates those kind of employment opportunities for all of us. And Paul, you know, when you go to a holiday party at the end of the year and you meet somebody new, people ask, what do you do? It's important in this country, and work is important. And that's the exciting thing. Not only do these programs allow us to create great opportunities, they allow us to create dignity. And quite frankly, as a blind person, they allow us to support our troops, because about 70% or so of the work we do is really with the Department of Defense or the Air Force or the Navy. So it's fabulous. One other just quick thought is, you know, in our Seattle Associated Agency, we have blind and deafblind individuals who use computer-aided manufacturing equipment that have all been accessible with both braille and speech output, and they mill and grind over 10,000 parts for Boeing aircrafts. So that's the extent, I mean, that's the broad range of capabilities that both operationally and individually this program really enables.
Dr. Grizzard, earlier you told us about the grants program, and I'm curious if you could tell us a little bit about it, but even more importantly, how do you hold the grantees accountable for the money they get?
Well, I think that's one of the most important things is accountability, because that's money, is your money, my money, it's the taxpayers' money of the United States, and so it's very important for me, for the Department of Labor Secretary Chow and the president to show that the monies that are supporting these programs are being well used, well managed, and bearing results. And so for those grants that we have, we want to we have a criteria that they must produce results, that there must be a cause and effect relationship between the targeted audience or program of the grant and the results. And the results must show people with disabilities going to work, people with disabilities beginning to have a positive impact on their local economy, their state economy, their national economy, a reduction of those that are on SSI and SSDI. And so we internally within ODEP are quarterly evaluating the results of those grants. And then we are currently preparing to contract with an outside source that will also provide additional analysis and evaluation and assessment of those contracts, I mean those grants, because I think that it's very important to have that objective view if the grant is doing the job that it's supposed to do. Now, my part of the country where I come from, it's almost hunting season, and we have an old saying down there, it might not be the best of English, but it's, if that dog ain't going to hunt, we ain't going to feed it. And so, in essence, if those grants do not bear positive results, then they are not going to be replicated. We're looking for success stories, and we're beginning to see them.
It's an interesting point, certainly a great expression. Rejoin us in a few minutes as we continue our conversation with Dr. Roy Grizzard of the Department of Labor and Jim Gibbons of the National Industry for the Blind. This is the Business of Government Hour.